following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 13 through 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 8, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. My other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance.
Idamadvaya Rabham Imam Prasi Manurham Idam Aspi Idamapi Me Bhavishyanti Punashanam Asau Maya Hatat Satru Pandisse Cha Aparanapi Isharoham Aham Bhogi Siddhuham Balavan Sukhi Atuham Abhijana Abhijana Janavanasmi Ko Hanyasti Madrishu Maya Jakhi Dashami Modisha Iti Abhyana Vimodika. So last night we discussed about the demons thinking Asa Pasa Sati Vadhya. He does not know that so long I shall be aspiring more and more. I am getting entangled more and more within this material world. Because Krishna is so kind. He has given me freedom to enjoy this material world. But according to my work, I am becoming implicated. So long I will have a pinch of desire for enjoying this material world, I will have to accept a typical body. This is the law of nature. When you will actually be free from all material desires, then it is called mukti. Mukti, liberation, that is liberation. So that standard of mukti standard, or mukti platform, is bhakti yoga. No desire does not mean no desire for serving Krishna. That is real desire. Other desires are artificial, that is material. But this desire that is called Krishna consciousness. When all our desires are for serving Krishna, desires you cannot give up, that is not possible. Desires will remain there. But at the present moment, in the conditional stage, the desires are being misused. That is the defect. Therefore, the definition of bhakti means annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. That is called nirvana. The Buddha philosophy advocates nirvana. No more desire. That is that level. By desire, you are becoming implicated. So, make all your desires extinct. Then there will be no more feelings of pains and pleasure. Desirelessness. But that is not possible. Desire must be there because I am living there, living being. I must have desires. That is the symptom. A stone has no desire, but a living being have a small, insignificant ant. It has got desire. The insignificant ant gets information that in the other corner of the room, which is 100 miles for the this ant, because the world is relative world. So this length of the room from this corner to the other corner for an ant, it is 100 miles. Yeah. Because the world is relative. According to the size, atomic size, the distance. Now we have got speedy aeroplane, the distance has reduced. Distance from Honolulu to India, if you go by land, it will be 10,000 miles. But it is 10,000 miles, but the speedy aeroplane has reduced. So relatively, everything is relative. This is called relative world. Professor Einstein, he has proved the law of relativity. So the ant, he has to go to pick up one grain of sugar by going 100 miles in his capacity, but it will go. That is desire. You have got experience, you put little sugar here, you don't invite ants, but they will come. They will come, they will get immediately information. Just like from Europe, many people came in America, gold rush, desire. Desire must be there. The ant has desire. Lord Brahma has desire, I have got desire, you have got desire. This is artificial, to make desire less. That is not possible. Therefore, bhakti means to purify the desire. That is bhakti. Annavilasita-sunnam. Annavilasita-sunnam jnana-karma-dhanabhidam anukullina-krishnanusilanam bhakti-yutkama. Tatparatena-nirmanam sarvapadhi-vinirmuktam. I am desiring now with upadhi, designation. I am Indian, I am desiring in a way, you are American, you are desiring in another way. Similarly, a cat is desiring in another way, the dog is desiring another way. Everyone has got desires. Different types of desire. Child is desiring somewhere or other. Boy is desiring another way. So, the desire is on account of this body, defined desire. So, when we become transcendental to the bodily concept of life, then we come to the spiritual platform. In that platform, the only one desire is how to serve Krishna. That is required. Not to become desireless, but to purify the desire. That is bhakti. Sarva-pādhi-pinirmuttam tat-parastena nirvanam. Nirvanam means without any dark. Cleans completely, crystal clear. That is required. The senses will be there, the mind will be there, the intelligence will be there, I will be there, everything will be there, but we have to cleanse the desire, purify the desire. Asa-pasa-sati-vadha, here, the demons, they are also desiring, but vadha, they are becoming conditioned. But a devotee, he is also desiring, but is mukta, means liberated. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, yajñārthe karma anyatra karma bandhana. You work for, performing sacrifice. Performing sacrifice, yajña. Yajña means to satisfy the Supreme. That is sacrifice. I sacrifice my own convenience. I take all kinds of troubles. There is no trouble, it is pleasure. Just like the mother takes all kinds of troubles for the little child, but she does not think that is trouble, that is pleasure. When you do something out of love, that is pleasure, that is not trouble. When the transcendental platform, devotion and service, anything you do, that is pleasure, that is not trouble. Just like you are dancing here, actually bodily, there is some trouble because you are perspiring, but you are not feeling the trouble. You are feeling pleasure. Otherwise, how you can dance? This is the transcendental platform. So the demons are bound up by material desires, and the devotees, apparently there is desire, but there is no bondage. This is the difference. There is no bondage. Sarva-pādhi-pinirmuktam tat-parastena-nirvanam. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand. They are thinking that why these people are taking so much trouble, dancing, jumping, they cannot. Therefore, they feel displeasure. They feel disturbance because they are not purified. So, asa pasa sati vadhya, the demonic principle is to become bound up by their desires. But if you on the spiritual platform, then all your desires means loving service to the Lord. That is what. So the demon's desires is described here. There is nothing to be explained. We have got practical experience in the material world. They are always thinking, idam-adhamayalabdham. Now, today I have earned $500 or something more or less. Madhavdham, means I have got it. Imam prase manoratham, again I shall get tomorrow so much money and my bank balance will be increased to such and such things. Idam asti, I got so much and so much will be added and the balance will increase. Idam me bhavishyati punardharam. In this way I will increase the amount of my wealth more and more. There is no question of how much love I have increased for Krishna. And that is bhakti, bhakti. But when there is no bhakti, they are thinking of this material increase. Aso maya hato, thinking others are enemy. Actually, in the higher status of life, a devotee does not think anyone as enemy. Sama sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labhati param. Sama. He knows that nobody can become my enemy unless Krishna desires. Why should I think of him as my enemy? Krishna has desired him to act as my enemy just to correct me, just to make me more advanced in spiritual life. So why shall I take any action upon him as enemy? Of course, this stage is meant for very highly elevated devotee. That is not meant for ordinary devotee. But the fact is this. How one can become my enemy? If I am Krishna's servant, how one can become my enemy? If one is acting as my enemy, it is Krishna's desire. I have got some defect and he is correcting me. Therefore it is called samasarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labhati param. That is the topmost devotee's conception. But when we are preaching, we have to come to the second stage. There are three stages of devotional life. The first stage, or the lower stage, the middle stage, and the top stage. So this kind of conception, that nobody is my enemy, that is on the topmost stage. That is not to be imitated. When you are preaching, you have to come to the middle stage. Even if you are on the top stage, you have to come on the middle stage. Because you have to discriminate. Here is a devotee, here is a demon. On the top stage, there is no such thing as demon and devotee. The top stage, the devotee sees everyone is engaged in Krishna's service, simply I am not engaged. This is topmost devotee vision. That I am lacking Krishna's devotion. Just like Radharani thinks that all others, they are engaged in Krishna's devotion, but I could not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that I am not a pinch of devotion to Krishna. Then if you say, why you are crying, that is to make a show. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that I am crying for Krishna just to advertise myself. Then I have become a pinch. But actually, I am not a pinch of devotion to Krishna. No, you are so great devotee, everyone says. No, everyone may say, but I am not. Why you are not? No, because without Krishna still I am living. That is the proof that I have no love for Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. if I have any drop of love for Krishna, how I could live so long without Krishna? Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. So this is love of Krishna. That, how can I live? Separation from Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. And the Goswamis followed them. They never said that, now I have seen Krishna. Never said. The Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that I was dreaming, Krishna, why you got me away from me? I lost the chance. But the Goswamis, they said that He Radhi Brajadevi Kisa Lalite, He Nanda Sunna Kutaha, Sri Govardhana Padapatale Kalindivane Kutaha, Gosantaviti Sarvato Brajapure Khedai Mahabhuhalo, Bande Rupa Sanatana Ravajuga, Sri Jiva Gopala. They were simply feeling separation. Vrindavan they lived. But they never said, last night I saw Krishna was dancing. Never said. They said that Krishna and Gopis, Radharani, where you are all? He Radhi. Bhajadevi ki chalalite, he nanda suna kutaha. Where you are? Kalindi bone kutaha, gopadhana padapatale, either on the, near the Govardhan hill or on the bank of the river, Jamuna. Where you are? This is called bhajan, devotion in separation, feeling separation. So in this way, we shall increase our aspiration more and more. That is required. That asha, that hope, that expectation will lead us to the topmost platform of devotion. So, instead of thinking always like this, demon, that I have got so much money, now I shall get further amount of money, and it will be like so much money. He is my enemy, I have killed one of them, the other enemy. This is going on, actually, in the material field. So we have to rectify. We have to rectify. Adoham Abhijanasmi. I am the richest man. I have got so many friends, all aristocratic. Abhijanavan. Janavan, Dhanavan. Dhanavan means possessing wealth, and Janavan means possessing men. Strength. Popular strength, strength of money. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that na dhanam na janam na kavitam va jagadish kamaye. These are the bhakti path. The demon is thinking, I have got so much money, I have got so many friends, and so many relatives, so many family members. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is denying that na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadishakam. Just the opposite. I don't want any material friends or followers, neither I want money. Simply I want to serve you. Simply I want to serve you. So, in this three verses, everything is, what meanings are there. So these are the demonic propensities, and these very things can be changed into devotional service, and then we become devotee or demigod. So, I am going tomorrow. So here, we shall try to become devotee, not to think like demons. That will not help us. Then asa pasa sati bodhya will remain bound up in material bondage. You cannot stop desires. That is not possible. But purify the desire. Purify the desire. Purify the desire means that the same hopes again hope, just to improve your position as devotee. That will help you to make your life successful. Thank you very much.